the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Less than two decades after wolves were reintroduced to Yellowstone National Park, viral diseases like mange threatened the stability of the new population. Humans had killed off gray wolves in the region by the 1930s, but in 1995, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service tried to restore the native population by bringing 31 wolves captured from Canada into the national park. The new wolf community initially expanded rapidly, climbing to more than 170 at its peak. But the most recent data show the number of animals has dipped to about 70. By 1997, all of the new wolves at the park that were tested for disease had at least one infection, including canine distemper, canine parvovirus, and canine herpes virus. Starting in 2007, wolves inside the park were testing positive for mange, an infection in which mites burrow under the skin, causing insatiable scratching. The Druid Pack, one of the park's most stable packs, which I've been very lucky to see many times in the Lamar Valley, was decimated by the end of the winter of 2010 after showing signs of mange just a half a year earlier.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a daily glimpse into the natural world and is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio in association with the Cincinnati Zoo.